2:15.
And then 15 minutes after that.
2:30.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. Are there other ways of expressing that other than saying 2:15 and 2:30?
15 minutes after.
All right.
30 minutes after.
All right, and how about 15 minutes after that?
Be a quarter to.
All right. If 1969 was last year, 1970 is?
This year.
And, all right, and 1971 will be?
Next year.
All right. When a baby has his first birthday, you say he is?
1 year old.
And he has his second birthday, you say?
He's 2 years old.
And then he has his third birthday.
And he's 3 years old.
All right.
Well,
if today is March, if today is May 20th, 1970, if something happened on May 20th, 1969, you might say...
1 year ago today.
Right, exactly. And if the sun is shining and the weather is pleasant, like today, how would you describe the weather today?
A clear day.
Okay. Would you use a term like nice, fine, or pretty?
Already used.
None of those are common in your speech, though. You wouldn't be?
Yeah, I'd say it's a pretty day or nice day.
Okay. Say it's been raining and now the clouds are disappearing and the sun is beginning to shine.
It's clearing up.
Okay, good. Are there any other terms?
It's going to rain. Tennessee, boy, and say it's clattering up for rain.
Okay. What would you say if it looks like it's going to rain?
It's cloudy.
All right.
It looks like rain.
All right. Well, do you ever use anything in addition to clearing up, anything like fairing off or...
I heard that expression not around here.
I see.
Clearing up.
All right. Now, if it's if you hadn't had any rain for a good long time, you might say we've had a long what?
Dry spell.
All right, another name for that. It's really been a long thing. You might say we've had a what?
Dry spell. We call it.
All right. How about drought or drought?
Well, that's correct, but we never use it. We'd say a dry spell.
Okay. What's the word you never use?
Drought.
Okay. If there's been no wind and suddenly it begins to make itself felt, you might say the wind is?
Risen.
All right.
Risen.
All right. All right. The wind begins to subside then, you might say the wind is?
Died down.
All right. If it didn't snow, but it was cold, and there was a whiteness in the grass, you might say we had
that's
a...
That's frost. They had it around North Georgia the other night. Mm.
Yeah. If it became very cold and the ground became stiff, you might say we had...
Yeah, frozen. We got 2 below 0 last winter.
Mm-hmm. You'd say we had a what, though? You wouldn't say we had a frozen. You'd say we had a... Call it a...
Zero weather.
Yeah, would you ever call it a freeze?
Freeze, of course.
All right.
Hard freeze.
All right. What other kinds of freeze are there? Just hard freeze?
It'd be a light freeze.
Light freeze and a hard
freeze.
Okay. Talking about the word freeze now, say the temperature drops below 32 degrees in the water.
We'll freeze.
All right. And last night, the water in the pond...
Froze.
All right, and the water, but as long as I've lived here, that water hasn't what many times in the winter?
Frozen.
Okay. A thin layer of ice might be called what?
Skim of ice.
Okay, good. Now, would you name the rooms of the house, either this house or the house you were born in? It doesn't make any difference.